give you a number off the top of my head. I'd probably guess around a dozen.
Okay. Are they primarily to the north, northern edge of Plymouth County then?
Yes, they are tied into the Deep Creek, Floyd, and the West Branch of the Floyd.
Okay, Russ, give us a kind of the condition report of those county roads. Are we noticing, because of the flooding, is there a lot of erosion taking place and deep ruts and cuts through the roads themselves?
Yes, on the downstream side, you might say, of the gravel roads, they're cut out, the shoulders are washed out, and deep ruts in the downstream side of the, from the crown downstream, are cut out pretty bad, and we've got water over a lot of them yet. Like the West Branch here, I don't know if it's even peaked yet. It might still even be coming up just a little bit. So.
Okay, and going back to a little bit, you were saying that it's around the Deep Creek, Floyd River, Willow Creek. What else is being affected?
The West Branch of the Floyd.
Okay, all right.
The Willow hasn't given us too many problems yet. So.
Okay, and then I know also on the eastern part of the county we've got kind of a fork of the Little Sioux River. Is that being affected?
I talked to the foreman down there this morning, and it's up, but as of yet, we haven't noticed anything over the roads down there.
Okay. All right. So are all these roads, have you been, you and the crew's been busy, I'm guessing, setting up barricades on all these roads, county roads then?
Yeah. We've got signs up just everywhere, every road that the stream crosses, it seems like we've got a sign up somewhere, yeah.
Okay. And maybe side note here, do you have enough signs, I guess? That's my one other question, too.
Yes and no. I'm out of type one, but I am borrowing some signs, like in the Deep Creek, and there's places on the Floyd where little spots have gone down just enough that I'm able to borrow those signs for other places. So I'm staying ahead of it so far.
Okay. All right. Russ, how long do you think it would take once the waters recede, how long would it take the county to kind of repair and patch up all these county roads to get them back in good shape again?
To get the roads drivable, probably 2 or 3 days to get the surface right, but I'm not going to get the shoulders fixed and the ditches and stuff done for, who knows, weeks probably.
Okay. All right. And
I've still got stuff in the ditch from the first one in June that I haven't got to, so.
Okay. All right. Russ, anything else that you want to mention about our county roads then?
No, just that people just need to be aware of what's going on. They just can't drive like they used to, so pay attention.